My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. here on NBC Sports 920 The Game. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's world. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are always podcast for the on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer, located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smiths Shopping Center. Come in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, quality products, and amazing prices. The store is open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I look forward to talking with all of you. Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I hope you all take the time to tune in every single day so that you can pick up tidbits of information, hear from the best guests in the industry, and at the same time get information that could be vital and life-changing. Knowing the more that we focus on our health and knowing in our heart that being able to make a change is truly going to take us in a healthier direction is something that we have to start really cementing in our psyche, if you will. Because I think what happens is so many of us kind of wait till there's a broken problem. You know, there's something that's rearing its ugly head, or we get a bad diagnosis. And then at that point in time, we want to do everything we possibly can. And that's just basic human nature. Things are going along really, really good. You know, why focus on it? But today we have to look at things a little differently. You know, we have to think almost like, what can we do to maintain this status of good health? Or when it starts to waver, you know, where do we go from there? I mean, when do we start? I think today that the way we eat, the way we live, the amount of negativity that's around us every day, our immune systems being taxed, our digestive systems being compromised, our sleep being abused, if you will, our bodies not being taken care of, and we're not putting a lot of good stuff back in like we should, I think we have to start at a much younger age. If we don't, we are going to pay the price. And it seems like we're doing that already. So where do we start? You know, I bring you information every single day, relevant topics about today's world, the things that we should be focusing on. The greatest guest in the world do my show, so you get a steady supply of awesome information. And because I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store, the journey continues. You work with knowledgeable people every single day, the best of the best, and the best of the best products in the industry. You can't make a mistake on the products you're picking because they carry every single category, the top products in every category. Great prices, great specials, awesome staff, full service environment, and that finally the availability of being able to get your questions answered truly every single day. Stay Healthy is Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer. They're in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley, and they make it easy for us to get our health back again, hold on to it, and maybe just, you know, lay a better foundation for a healthier future. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Check out their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, and of course, like them on Facebook as well. When you're at their webpage, print a $5 off coupon to use on their next $50 purchase at the store. Well, today we're going to be starting our journey into that time of the year. Yeah, immune system building and, of course, keeping our body strong during the incredible spiral that will start probably in about 10 days. And it will go continuously until January 1st when we turn around and have no idea what happened to the last 100 days. And that happens every single year. We have to realize that when we start the holiday season and the end of the year, that we kind of let our guard down. And then we end up not paying attention. We skip on the gym. We cheat on our diets. We don't drink enough water. We don't get enough rest. And stress, well, it's always present, but it seems to be a little bit more present that time of the year. So today we're going to be talking about products from my favorite eclectic company, Life Seasons. I always call them my eclectic company because they put together very, very different ways of viewing health in their raw products. They put things together that personally I never really understood why you would put those together till you sit down and take a look at the formulas and then you think, wow, why has nobody else done this? Well, they consistently do this with their products and I tell them all the time, these are eclectic, oddly put together, incredibly well put together, amazing successful products, and I recommend them all the time. Chris Crawford is back with us today. He's the VP of Education for Life Seasons. Chris has spent his career in the natural products industry from retail to wholesale functions, but the core of his expertise always comes back to education. He's driven to help people become more knowledgeable about supplements so they can make informed decisions about which products can lead them to live healthier lives. So that's what we're going to do today. We're going to be talking about the immune system, and we'll make sure that it's understood a little better, because I think we have more control than we think we do, but I think sometimes we wait so long that all of our energy and our battle is just trying to get back to square one. But maybe a little work along the way and maybe we'll build up a better defense. Help me welcome my guest. Hey Chris, how you doing today?
I'm good, Jeff. How are you this morning?
I'm wonderful. I missed you in Baltimore. How did it go out there for you?
It was good. We did miss each other. So did you have the opportunity to go?
I did. I was there, and it was. I did my show from the booth, and it was just, I think that it pales by comparison to Expo West, but it was a really good show, a lot of really nice people, and I think it went really, really good. Did you get to spread the word a little bit about Life Seasons?
Always spreading the word, Jeff, just like you.
Well, I think people are really embracing your line, and I think for good reason. It's a very eclectic line, and I use that all the time, and fondly, from my heart, because I think that it's well put together, and I've never seen formulas like this, this kind of combination of nutrients in my 40 years. So, I mean, you guys are doing something really good, and I think people are starting to embrace it even more because they like what they feel and they like what they see.
Well, thanks. Jeff, where the eclectic actually came from, so, and I know you're familiar with this, but eclectic medicine back in the late 1800s and early 1900s, mm-hmm. it was a type of medicine, eclectic physicians, that they would go to sort of the pantry of nature and pull all the goodies out and really come to the table with a really complete mix of things. And so that's really the thought process behind it, of being eclectic, is saying, hey, let's go to the pantry of nature, because nature has all these things here, and let's choose these different nutrients and create this recipe, sort of like when we're in a kitchen, right? And we have this amazing recipe, but if we leave something out, then all of a sudden it doesn't taste quite the way it should. And so the goal here is to be eclectic and, like you said, pulling all of these things together and really coming up with that best recipe for people.
Well, this happens every single year, and I end up starting these shows earlier and earlier, and here we are in September. And the reason that I do it earlier every year is because I used to do shows on flu and cold and all that kind of stuff around the beginning of December, and then I moved back to November, and then I moved back to October, and now I'm in September, because I think that what happens is it doesn't sink in. And when people finally let it sink in, they end up getting to the point where they're kind of like, ugh, I waited too long. So I figure if we start a little earlier and we start our preparation a little bit earlier, maybe in general we'll all be a little healthier.
Right, and it's as you say, Jeff. I mean, it's really this lifestyle, right? And so it's a year-round process that we go through, from a lifestyle and from stress levels and sleep levels. And there's so many things. And us being a whole person, a lot of these pieces play together to help our immune system. And so I think this is the time of year, and probably also in the spring, right, when we're coming out of winter, that the immune system sort of forefront, top of mind. But these are things that we can be doing, throughout the year to be building our immune system. And so I really do. I love that you're, before hitting this in September versus in December, because at December, a lot of times we're behind the eight ball, and all of a sudden we're trying to fix things or treat things that we've already, we're up against the clock on that. And so hopefully what we can do now is be a little bit more preemptive, support our body, get it to the point so we have less of these, negative immune responses throughout the season.
Well, one thing that I know about your products is although they can be used wonderfully preventively, they also are formulated in a way that, let's say things get by you and you get sick and you get run down, you can still use the products, and they are going to make a difference in your recovery. I would love everybody to work preventively, but let's face it, a lot of people don't. So what we have to do is we have to be able to have the availability of being flexible. I mean, let's say that you're traveling and you're doing what you're doing, and one of the things that you have to remember is that sometimes you get sick when you're out of town. So you come back, you know, you let your guard down a little bit. And what's been really, really nice is that you have a way to kind of approach it when you get back if you let your guard down.
Right. Well, and it is one of those things. I think each of us, you know, we know our bodies and we know when we're walking into situations or, for instance, I know you travel a lot. I travel a lot. And so when we travel and when we're on the airplane, then you know that you're more susceptible to things. And so you bolster your system a little differently. One of the things about the Life Seasons products that is it's nice and unique is, like, for instance, the product we'll talk about today, Immunity. Well, the T on the end of that stands for tonic. And tonic means that it's really helping the body to tonify itself. Our body's still the greatest healer we have, right? And so these nutrients and herbs and formulas are really walking beside the body and helping the body do what the body does best, and that's heal itself. And so beautiful thing about tonics as well is they can be taken on a preventative maintenance level. But as you mentioned, then, you know what? Hey, I get home from a trip. I didn't have the immunity with me, or I didn't take care of myself the way I should have potentially. Or just things rise up and your immune system, you know, gets overtaken. And so then the ability to come and hit it in full stride, and even upping the dosing a little bit and then tapering back down off and, you know, titrating off of that once feeling better. So it's always nice to be able to have a couple ways to look at things. And, you know, if you look at the back of any company's supplement facts panel, you know, there's the recommended, hey, take two of these and it supplies this. I think the beautiful thing about becoming more in tune with our body is we know what our body needs. And so the longer we do this, the more that we know how to adjust accordingly. And I think that's ultimately the goal, is so we can. However, the great thing is as well is, you know what, these formulas are formulated that they can be taken exactly like they say on the bottle, and someone will still get those effects.
Do you recommend that people what happens this time of the year is a lot of people do have a tendency to start using something, and they use it during the season, maybe the colder weather or the holiday season, and then they just kind of forget about it. And then all of a sudden it's February and March, and they don't realize the germs and everything are still running around, and they get these secondary relapses coming in because they let their guard down because they figured they were over the hump. We're never over the hump with germs, and we're never over the hump with stress. And I think sometimes we just need to remember that maybe what we need to do is, you know, start looking at things a little bit differently, a little bit more longer term.
More longer term. You know, the other day I was reading a little bit more about the immune system, and like yourself, just on a continual education basis, and I think probably your listeners that have listened to you for many years are on that voyage as well of continually educating ourselves. And I was reading, and I had read this many years ago, but it talked about the immune system as a castle. And you're probably familiar with this sort of this metaphor, this word picture, but talking about the lines of defenses around this castle. And so we have like a first line, second line, and third line of defense. And a lot of times that first line is put in place to really hopefully do the job. However, then sometimes those pathogens and antigens, bacteria, fungi, they get through that first line of defense, hit that second line. Sometimes they get through that second line and hit the third line. And so it's a great picture. And I think it's a very simplistic picture as well, because sometimes with the immune system is so in-depth and it's so multifaceted that sometimes it can be a little overwhelming. And so that's why I love word pictures in that. So you can think about this, and that first line of defense is sort of the moat and the drawbridge, and we'll talk about what that entails. And then that second line is like sort of the archers, and then the third line of defense is like the ground and the foot soldiers. And so we have all of these, and really trying to bolster each of these and knowing when to bolster, when to use first, second, or third line of defense, I think is important.
Let's talk a little bit about the ingredients in this product, because I think it's well put together, and I think that they really did go out of their way to make sure that it is not only building our immune system, but it's also supplying us a little bit of a defensive army. Let's just say that we are not already feeling well. So you're getting a little bit of both sides, but the long-term benefit of building our system is really important.
Long-term benefit is very, very important. And so one of the things with this formula is we really come from a multifaceted approach, and so almost those 1-2-3 approach, and really trying to attack a situation or actually bolster the immune system. So we'll look at the first two ingredients. And as you know, Jeff, I love ingredients, so we can get wrapped up in this for the whole show as far as I'm concerned. But the first two ingredients, one is called large arabinogalactans, and the second one is called shilajit or shilajit, however you prefer to pronounce that. But right now, we know that probiotics are sort of the end-all, be-all in health food stores. If you go into a health food store, it used to be that you'd find, you know, a handful of probiotics on the shelf. Probiotics are those healthy bacteria that reside in the colon. Well, now there's, you know, 4 feet, 8 feet, potentially refrigerators dedicated to this. A lot of listeners, and probably you and myself, maybe we have a refrigerator full of the yogurts, the kefirs, the, you know, the kombuchas, the misos, any of those things that are fermented. They're creating that healthy bacteria. But larch, arabinogalactans, and shilajit, they actually help what are called prebiotics. And larch arabinogalactans is a prebiotic. And prebiotic, best way to look at prebiotic is food for a probiotic. And I really do, we're starting to see some prebiotics pop up on the market by themselves. But one of the things that we wanted to do in this formula is to build that up. Because sometimes we can take probiotics on a regular basis and we continue to take more and more. But the prebiotics are the food. It's sort of like what we do on a daily basis. We take care of ourselves. We feed ourselves properly. We basically put the right nutrients in so we can flourish. The same thing with probiotic in all those strains of healthy bacteria. You know, our gut is one of the lines of defenses as far as our immune system goes. And so I always look at the gut as having this, it's almost like this battle between good and evil bacteria, right, and those pathogens. And so the healthier our gut is in those probiotics, the healthier we are. So the large arabinogalactans, this is a fiber-rich, it's a prebiotic, and so it is considered a polysaccharide, so it's a sugar, but it's a carbohydrate. It's found in lots of various plants, but it's in very, very high dosings or concentration in larch. And so this is, the probiotic, and that's going to help that overall sort of that microflora, which then helps as an antifungal and has antiviral properties. So large arabinogalactans, I don't know how much you use that in your consults on a daily basis, but that is a wonderful prebiotic.
Well, and it's also really, really effective for things that could also wear down your immune system, like colons that are not healthy, your liver conditions, and you know, so it is a supporter. You know, it's used in life for infections also, you know, so it's very, very beneficial for the common cold. So being able to have this in a daily product to get another whole layer of support is really important, and it's really different. It's not something we're used to. You know, there was a time, Chris, and I know you remember back when everybody used to just go to echinacea. I mean, that's all we had. Right. Vitamin C and echinacea, that was the world. You know, that's what you did when you were sick. There was nothing else available. Sometimes they throw in golden seal and things like that. Yeah. But that was our defense mechanism, and look where we are today.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, an echinacea and golden seal, they have their time and their place, and they're actually, we'll follow up later in the show with those, mm-hmm. because we do include those in the formula. Mm-hmm. And one of the reasons that we do is because you have this, you know, we have the progress of science, and large arabinogalactans, I mean, when we started in this industry years ago, I don't remember ever seeing, there was probably a few companies that had larch, by itself, but as far as research on, quote, arabinogalactans, really wasn't in the forefront of our mind. Mm-hmm. However, echinacea and golden seal was really, you know, those were becoming really popular. Echinacea, right, had been used in Native American herbalism for years, and so, but what we're doing a little bit with the Life Seasons line is taking the wisdom of nature and the progress of science and marrying those together. And so we're really trying to, you know, walk in both of those worlds, which I think is a very, very beneficial thing.
It's beneficial and it's effective. And, you know, we've been doing this long enough now. You know, when I first started in the field 40 years ago, it was more like, you know, it was just something fun to go to a health food store. You know, right. People would stop in and they'd say, oh, I want to look at those vitamin things. You know, they were just kind of, you know, looking at it. It was really kind of a luxury that people would associate into their life. You know, and with all of our technology and all of our advances, what has really diminished is the state of health. You know, so this industry has gone from a luxury, if you will, to a hands-down necessity for many people who are not only just filling the voids, but really just trying to get their body to a state when it can actually do the job it was meant to do in the first place.
You know, absolutely. And it's interesting, you know, as our industry has changed, I mean, the industry right now, I mean, it's a multi-billion dollar industry. It's international, worldwide. And you can walk into a convenience store and probably find echinacea on the shelf or in a little, you know, in a little sample packet or a one serving size thing. You can go to the huge big box stores and the buying clubs and find these things. However, I think the beautiful thing is about what, you know, what you're doing and what I'm doing and really the independent health food store is you're going past that, like that, just that surface layer. And so, for instance, you can't find large arabinogalactans in a convenience store in a pre-packed one packer, right? You're not going to find that in probably a drink. You're going to go to the independent health food store and find those things. And that's why that knowledge, it's important to have that. And so that's such a staying part of our communities. You know, it's that really where people can go and find answers and educate themselves. So there are large arabinogalactans, so we have that. One of the things also, too, the next we have, and this was probably one of my favorite ingredients in this formula, and I know we all tend to have our sort of our favorites, but is a nutrient called shilajit or shilajit, and that is an Ayurvedic, actually a mineral. And so you got, have you taken that by itself, Jeff?
Not by itself, only in formulas.
In formulas, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, it's interesting, and so you know, as you're familiar with, but fulvic acid, shilajit, for instance, it comes from the Himalayas, and it actually is known as quote the sweat of the Himalayas. And so, imagine that we have organic material that over the years has broken down, and through the extreme climate in the Himalayas, you have the freezing, right, and then you have the extreme sun, and so what occurs is this organic material breaks down, and then it begins to exude from the Himalayas, and it's called the sweat of the Himalayas. And so it's a thick tar-like substance, and it's basically decomposed plant matter. So if you think about this, I mean, it's this treasure trove of ingredients and nutrients. It's very, very high in trace mineral content, which we know that, you know, trace minerals are those micro minerals that we need. Trace minerals help everything function more effectively in our body as far as absorption goes. But the thing that's unique about this is it's very high in what is called fulvic acid. And so there's humic acid, fulvic acid. And humic acid, we're probably more familiar with that for plants and plant food, right, than anything else as far as a nutrient. But the fulvic acid, it has definitely antibacterial and antiviral properties. And as far as the antiviral, it's sort of fascinating how that works. I mean, it basically almost if you took a virus that surrounds a pathogen and basically enrobes that and it doesn't allow it to replicate. And so it really does get down to, again, a different line of defense there. You know, another thing about shilajit that's very fascinating, and this goes in sort of hand in glove with what we were talking about with the arabinogalactans, but our gut health. Well, you mentioned the liver being important, right? You mentioned the colon being important, and those are our primary filters, right? Particularly like our liver, and then we, you know, excrete through our colon, and so those are those filter systems. And so one of the things that's so important on a daily basis is to be detoxifying. So we, you know, nutrients, like a cell uses, you know, nutrients for energy, and then anytime energy is produced or anytime there's a production, there's byproducts, right? And so we need to continually detoxify our body. And so the shilajit, it's a sort of this mild detoxifier in this type of dosing. I mean, it's not a, hey, I'm going to take this and I'm going to be in the bathroom all day. But it is what it's doing. It's mildly continuing to detoxify the body, which is a very, very important thing that sometimes we don't think about. Because if in a very simplistic format, if we just, let's say, destroy the pathogens and then they stay there, then that does us no good, right? Mm-hmm. Or So we want to continually promote and encourage our body to really release those toxins out of our system. So that's what the Shilajit's doing there.
Well, you know, when it comes down to it, you know, these products are so beneficial. But I always like to stress to people, you know, we're going to take a break here in a second. But before we take the break, I want people to remember that these are tools, you know, but there's a lot of other tools that we can be responsible for before we even go pick up these great products from Life Seasons. Drinking our water every day, getting a good night's rest, and trying to do some kind of an activity, managing our stress, you know, trying to stay away from the negativity that's around us every single day, you know, and, you know, trying to just increase our positivity and our activity. These are all things we can control. You know, when you're doing these things and then you bring these supplementational products in, guess what? Everything really works that much better. But we know we don't get to just keep doing all the bad things and then think that the supplements are going to make up for the effect that we're not doing anything right. You know, we have to do work our side as well. So we're talking today about these wonderful products. We're talking about the immune system today, and we're talking Life Seasons. Of course, you can see the entire line of Life Seasons products at Stay Healthy Health Food Store, where you can check on them every day, go in and ask questions about them. Everybody there can help you out. We're talking about immune today and how to get our immune system working properly, because guess what's coming around the corner? Stressful shopping holiday sick season. It's coming. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with Chris Crawford.
Hello, this is Jeffrey Burke, the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. I've been recommending Kyolic aged garlic extract to people for many years now, actually decades. With over 700 peer-reviewed published scientific papers on everything from immune function to cholesterol, homocysteine, high blood pressure, and overall cardioprotective effects. Organic and odorless Kyolic aged garlic extract is the only truly odorless garlic supplement guaranteed not to upset your stomach or give you that embarrassing garlic odor. Available in capsules, tablet, and liquid. With many different formulas, choose the one that's right for you and for your individual healthcare needs. So do what I do. Eat right, exercise, get plenty of rest, and take Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Your heart will love it. Available at Stay Healthy Health Food Store here in Las Vegas, 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. You can also get more information at www.kyolic.com. Have you had your Kyolic today?
Life Seasons is committed to providing high-quality, condition-specific supplements that support a healthy and vibrant life. Life Seasons is guided by a simple yet powerful belief. Best ingredients. Best formulas. Best results. Life Seasons clearly states the levels of each ingredient, and all products are magnesium stearate-free, gluten-free, and made with the purest ingredients available. Life Seasons does extensive research to develop their condition-specific formulas and are guided by four core philosophies in the development of its formulas. First, we take a naturopathic approach, meaning we try to get to the base cause of the illness and trying to bring the body's own innate healing force into play to heal the patient inside out, or metaphorically, from the ground up. Second, we incorporate an eclectic approach. It means that the doctor or practitioner is going to choose from a wide range of treatment options and opt for the one or ones that seem best, as long as the treatments are natural, holistic, and non-invasive. Third, we use doctrine of signatures, which is one of the oldest aspects of a foundational tenet of scientific investigation, observation. Ancient herbalists noticed by general and close observation of physical characteristics of plants, things like color, shape of leaves or roots, growing conditions, environmental preferences, and animal usage, that plants gave clues as to what uses as food and medicine they might be effectively used for. Lastly, we formulate tonics. Did you know that the oldest systems of medicine in the world, TCM and Ayurvedic medicine, teach about and use a class of medicines known as tonics as their highest, best treatments? Tonics allow the body to work its way into balance, and balance cures faster and more deeply than any external force. See the complete line of Life Seasons products at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston.
Looks like you have your hands full.
Oh, sometimes he gets so excited he's nearly impossible to handle.
You might want to try something I use for my dog.
What's that?
Cedar Bear Naturals liquid herbal products for pets.
Herbs for pets?
Sure, think about it. They don't have any chemicals, preservatives, or alcohol. Only herbs are used in the products. What could be more natural? Cedar Bear Naturals has herbal formulas for most of my pet's needs.
Do you think they'd have something to calm Barkley down?
I'm sure they do. They're easy to use, and they taste good, too.
Sounds great. I can't wait to try Cedar Bear Naturals pet products. Who'd have thought herbs for pets?
You'll love them. So will Barkley. Right, boy?
Cedar Bear Naturals. You know where to get them. Stay healthy. 840 South Radua, Charleston, in the Town and Country Center.
All right, we're back. Want to remind you to head over to your one-stop, full-service location, Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy, been around a long time. They're in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley, and they are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Today, we're talking about the products from Life Seasons. Yes, we're talking about these eclectic, wonderful formulas. And today we're talking about the immune system. We're talking with my friend Chris Crawford, who's representing the education department at Life Seasons and always brings great information. You know, it's that time of the year, Chris, and I think a lot of people are wondering, you know, this year maybe I want to try something a little different. Maybe they're having flashbacks of being sick all last year during this time and they don't want to do it again. So we want to work both preventatively, but we want to work medicinally, but we want to work successfully. So where do you want to go with this product now? A lot of people are wondering, can I take this with my regular things that I'm using? Can I add it in? Does it play well with my other vitamins and minerals? What's the age cutoff on this? My kids get sick every year. So a lot of questions coming in.
Yeah, you know what? Let's talk about that, Jeff, and then what we can do is so we can circle back around and, you know, touch on some other ingredients there. But this could be used by, you know, all of our formulas are formulated for, you know, 18 and up. And mm-hmm. so, but this is something that can be used on a daily basis, like a smaller dosing, or it could be used during the time of year when we actually need that. So, for instance, like there's probably a lot of other things that people are doing on a daily basis to keep their immune system healthy. However, during this time of year, you know, bolstering that, you know, adding this into your daily regimen, and it's something that can be taken. There's nothing that, like you said, these ingredients play nice with other ingredients, and so they can all work together. So there's nothing in here that, you know, stands out as contraindicating to some other thing. So really the things that this product is doing is helping stimulate the white blood cells. I think we know that white blood cells are important. We'll circle back around on that. But it also really supports the body's just our natural resistance to overall immune challenges, as well as then the internal communication as the body's sort of creating these antibodies, so that hopefully the next time it recognizes what these things are and keeps us from getting sick. And so our, as you had mentioned, our bodies are always in the process of growing and actually growing. There's so many lifestyle things, like you had mentioned. So for instance, like sleep, such an important thing. Stress, such an important thing. And it's interesting because this time of year, it's probably not by accident that this is the time of year when immune systems are most depleted, because, you know, we're coming into the holiday season and, you know, our stress level goes up and sleep goes down. Typically school started. And so as we're dealing with all of these variables in life, and I really like what you said earlier, Jeff, as far as keeping things positive, and we have so many things in our world these days that we have, you know, negative input. And I think it's one of those things to have that positive, to, you know, to speak life versus to speak death to people, so to speak. And so all of those things that we can move the needle forward and staying in a positive manner. You know, the other day, my daughter at this time of year, she was, you know, teenage girl, and she was having a hard time just getting moving and getting out of bed and dealing with some, like, depression. And one of the first thing that I said is, I said, Piper, I said, let's get your feet on the ground. We got to get you moving, right? Let's move you in a positive direction moving forward. And I think that that's one of the things that I enjoy so much about your show, is because you're moving people forward. And that's what we're all in this journey of health together, and sort of working as a community to help one another along in that journey of health. And so anyway, so there are, like you mentioned, the increase of water intake during this time of year. We had talked about the colon and how important that is to just make sure that things are moving through the system. You guys may, I'm sure you sell them there at the store, but one of the things that I've always been a huge proponent of, and this is more of a lifestyle thing that I think goes really well with products, but there's what's called dry skin brushing, right? Mm-hmm. Dry skin brushing, that helps stimulate the lymphatic system, right? So our lymphatic system is basically, it doesn't have a pump on it like our circulatory system does. And what it does is it gathers, it basically helps deliver nutrients, and it pulls and helps remove toxins from our system. That's why moving and why exercising is so important, because this lymphatic system, like we think of a lot of times, I think our lymphatic system is like with mucus and things like that, but it's always pulling, removing toxins, and then, you know, delivering those to the colon to be expelled through the body. But dry skin brushing, if you've never, you know, experienced that, I would encourage you to, next time you're in the store, ask about that. I think that they probably have some really good wisdom with that.
You know, the other thing is, when we start to bring the strength of our immune system back up again, you know, it does take a certain amount of fear away from us. I mean, there are people out there that will say, you know that I'm going to get sick every year. I get sick every single year. I go to these parties. I go to these events, and there's 500 people in the room, and if one person coughs on the other side of the room, I know I'm going to be sick the next day. I mean, that's a real weak system, and it also puts a lot of fear. You know, a lot of people need to work. A lot of people can't afford to be out of work for a period of time. Then they end up going to work when they're sick and then spreading it around to everybody in the office. So the thing is, you know, being a little bit more, you know, relaxed and comfortable with the idea that you might be able to make it through the season a little bit more effectively, that's a big thing. I mean, that really is huge.
You know, it is, and you use the word relax. Another thing that it makes me think of is sort of the confidence that we can go into a situation because fear a lot of times can dictate our lives, and that's not a healthy thing. I mean, fear is, if there was a way to measure just how much fear has the ability to be detrimental in our life, I'm sure that we would all a lot of times, you know, hit peak that scale at certain times of the year. And so I think it's like you mentioned, like if we can like implement something like this to really heighten our immune responses, a lot of times that does make us more relaxed or give us confidence that we can go into the season, not from a negative standpoint and dreading it, but enjoying it more. Because this is a very difficult time of year, right? Because there's so many memories and things. But for others, I mean, and it's a beautiful time of the year because, you know, we're coming up with the new beginnings and just the transition of the seasons. And so to be able to relax and embrace where we are on a, you know, being present to that time on a daily basis is really important during this time of year. I find that as a dad with 3 kids and just learning how to continually on a daily basis be present to this radio show, to our conversation, to the customers that walk into our stores, and to really be connected, because that's what grounds us, is that connection piece.
How do you recommend using this product?
Well, this can be used, for instance, like I have started putting this in my regimen. The back of the bottle says take 3 a day. And so about a month ago, Jeff, and I take a lot of different things just because I have access to them, and I don't take immune system things every single day throughout the year. However, about a month ago, I integrated this in my program, in my supplementation routine. And so three capsules a day supply what's listed in the supplement facts panel in the back. And so it gives someone a robust way to deal with these immune challenges. And so you could take 1-3 times a day. You can take 3 at once. And sometimes people say, oh, my gosh, 3 sounds like so many. Well, if you can't take 3, take 1. And I always encourage people, be fair to yourself, right? We all have a goal that we're striving for, but be fair to yourself. And if that means taking 1, then take 1. If you can take the optimal dosing of 3, by all means, take 3. And I wouldn't hesitate, like if you are in a situation that you are coming down with something, I would, from an herbal perspective, bolster that. move that dosing up a bit. You could take this, you know, one capsule every several hours, getting in your system. And then once you start feeling better, then wane back down or titrate back down off to like a reasonable dosing and throughout the season.
You know, with food or without food?
Preferably with food. That's a great question. I know that's a question that you ask all the time, and that is a question that I think customers ask all the time. Best with food, there's nothing in here that's not going to work. For instance, if you take food, that it needs to be taken away from food. So with food, and if you can't, then take it without food.
You know, the other thing is, you know, I think that if you know you're going to be, if you're using this on a regular basis, and kind of like you just alluded to, if you know that you're going to be, you know, in a situation where you're going to be around a pretty large germ-infested environment, or if you know that this time of the year your office or your business is more apt to have a lot of sick people, I mean, I would feel very comfortable increasing the dosage, because you got to remember, we've talked about this before. I always like to bring this up. Most formulations today are based on smaller sized individuals, because they base the dosages on, you know, 140 to 170 pound man and, you know, 100 to maybe 130 pound woman. And that's not the norm today. And, you know, people are bigger and they carry more weight on their frame. So having the flexibility to adjust your dosage is a good thing.
Yes, definitely is. And it's nice to be able to have that ability to, you know, to bolster that system and take more if need be.
Now, we have a little bit of time. Any companion product that you want to mention with this?
You know what? There is a product that we have that is called Breathe X.
Love it.
And Breathe X is our sinus and allergy formula. And I bring that up because I think that's a great companion this time of year. You know, anytime we go through transitional parts of the season, I think we're, again, more prone to allergens, our body and our systems adjusting. But that's a product that we've had that is a product that deals with quercetin and bromelain and other things. They will help bolster the immune system, but these can be taken together as well.
Okay. You know, and you know what happens, you know, when you get sick, especially in the winter, it may start out as a little bit of a cough, and then you may end up having some body aches and body chills and just feel terrible. But how many times does it go to your lungs and affect your breathing? You know, many, many times. That's just a part of the transition. And it's nice to know that we have something that, you know, we can use. And if you're already in that situation where you have a weakness, or that is your weak point in your body, your breathing, can we use that on a regular basis as well, or do we have to wait for there's a problem?
No, definitely we can use that preemptively. It is interesting, Jeff, that you mentioned, because our respiratory system, we have sort of the upper respiratory system and then the lower respiratory system.
Yes.
So the product Breathe X is more sinus allergy, so that's more upper respiratory, okay? Mm-hmm. I mean, one of the things in a very quick manner, just very simplistically, what that's doing, in our first line of defense, in our mucous membrane, like in our nostrils, we have what's called the mast cell, M-A-S-T. And so if we have an allergen that connects to that mast cell then explodes histamine onto the scene, right? And so the histamine is what causes the, if we have a hyper response, because we have these normal responses, just like inflammation, the normal response, not bad in and of itself. However, when it's a hyper response is when we begin to go down this road that we don't want to go down. And so, for instance, the Breathe X is really looking to help control that mast cell so we have a proper histamine response versus this excessive, because we know that when we have that excessive histamine response, that's when sneezing, itchy nose, watery eyes, all of those things happen. And then from there, what occurs is then that can go from upper respiratory, like you mentioned, to the cold, goes to lower respiratory, which is the lungs. And so we have another product called Lung Capacity, which is for the lower respiratory system. So any of those three products can be taken together, or they can be taken individually. You know, we talk a lot in our formulas about the synergy of things and the synergy of ingredients, where the, you know, the the whole is greater than the sum of the parts, right? And so products could also be synergistic. And so these three products, the immunity, the Breathe X, and the lung capacity, those are what I would consider very synergistic products. It's, you know, I have a family member, Jeff, that their inherent weakness, and if you look at some of the older folks in the natural product industry, there's been writers that talked about an inherent weakness. And an inherent weakness is something like a lot of times if we have a sickness that we're more predisposed to or we have a propensity to. Well, for instance, I have someone in my family, and they have lung issues, right? And so everything always settles in their lungs. It goes from the cold, heads down to the lungs, becomes bronchitis, which is, you know, just more of the inflammatory response, but then it sets in, you know, to the pneumonia stage. And so it's sort of this progression. So if someone can stay ahead of it, or if you know that you do have lung issues and that's your inherent weakness, or you're more predisposed for lung capacity, amazing formula. And it was actually our VP of product development. She was really the instigator behind this formula, and she's been a severe asthmatic her whole life. And so this formula was really, really based around her personal experience and the thought behind that, and what could we, again, go to that pantry of nature and pull together to allow the body to respond in the most positive manner. So it has things from Boswellia, which is also called Indian frankincense. It's another Ayurvedic herb, but Boswellia has very, very good, it helps with the inflammatory response to be healthy. It also has very good research out of Germany as far as for lung health. It also has a mushroom, as we're familiar with, called cordyceps. And cordyceps helps with oxygen uptake. And so we know if the lungs are compromised, you know, whether it's through a bad year of forest fires or whether it's that we have had a cold that's set back down into our chest, that the oxygen uptake is a really important thing. And so if we can't breathe, then we're not getting as much oxygen, and therefore our body's not working at its optimal state. That's, I think, a lot of times where some people get so worn down and just get beat down because their lungs are not able to uptake that oxygen. Another, we have Q10 in there as well. Coenzyme Q10 works with like the mitochondria of the cell. It helps the cellular energy production. So that's another great thing for helping that overall energy.
You know, can someone use the Breathe X and the lung capacity together?
Yes, they can definitely use that together. Mm. And again, if someone is, if respiratory is your deal that you deal with on a regular basis, I would not hesitate. These are, in my opinion, this sort of trifecta of these products is really an amazing blend that can, it really attacks the immune system, respiratory, upper and lower respiratory system from a very, very full basis. So this would be, I would feel very confident, you know, whether it's myself that's taking this or anybody coming into the store or listening to the program. If you're dealing with that, this is a great thing. And there's a couple ingredients that overlap, but the beautiful thing is it's not like these products overlap so much that you say, oh, I can take this one without this one. What they're doing is they're coming at it from different standpoints and putting a very full product together to, again, give the body the best opportunity to respond in a positive manner.
Another question just came in. It says, if I have trouble with most of my breathing in the afternoon and evening time and at night, can I take these closer to bedtime without them keeping me awake? Good question.
Yes, there's nothing in here that, there's no naturally occurring caffeine or anything like that that would keep someone awake. So if that is something that is, you know, in the afternoons where there's more breathing difficulties. Another thing that I would potentially suggest is whoever's having the breathing difficulties in the afternoon, mm-hmm. I would look at your diet and see if there's mm-hmm. anything like at lunchtime that maybe that you're doing that could be exacerbating that. So, for instance, I know that, like, you know, dairy is typically a mucus former. And so some folks, like, let's say you love dairy and, no, I don't want to stop dairy. Well, you know what? Maybe during this time of year, back off of it a little mm-hmm. bit. Mm-hmm. Or bolster the system with some more things that are going to help remove that those things are causing mucus that much more, because we know the mucus is where the bacteria, I mean, again, mucus is a good thing, but it's a bad thing. It's where, when it gets too much, because that's where those pathogens reside. You know, we have the cilia, the little hair-like, and then we have the mucus, and that's where the gunk a lot of times is stuck. And so if we don't get that out of the system, another sort of lifestyle thing, Jeff, that I think is really important that I would suggest, if you've never done this before, I would honestly go to the store today to get one, but it's a neti pot. Neti pot is it's an old Ayurvedic lifestyle, but it's sort of like a nasal irrigation, because one of the things that it does is it runs water through our nasal passages and removes allergens, pathogens, even excess mucus. Because think about this, we wash our clothes pretty much, we may wear, a pair of pants several times, but a lot of times we wash our clothes on a regular basis. Why do we wash our clothes? Because they get dirty and they get dusty and it just sits on us. And so if you think about it, I had a friend one time that's an allergist, and they said, if you could see what is on your body with a light, like they pulled the pollen at the end of the day, you would never sleep again in your bed before rinsing off that night, because we carry so much pollen on us and we pick up things. And so same thing with our mucous membranes in our nostrils. And so mm-hmm. one of the things we want to do is just to cleanse those. Years ago, sometimes, being in this industry, sometimes we think that we should, never get sick. But years ago, I was having some issues, and I had someone said, Chris, you need to neti pot. And I neti potted. I've been neti potting twice a day for, probably 15 years now, and it has made a revolutionary change in how my allergies and how my immune system works. And so that's a lifestyle thing that you can do on a daily basis, and it's not, it's not expensive to do. It's pretty simple. And then you can use that as a companion to, these products. So you're putting things together that are, again, you're dealing with these multiple lines of defenses.
Chris, I want to thank you for being here today. We're up against the clock. Thank you, as always. I look forward to our next show. Thanks for making it easy.
Thanks, Jeff. It's always great to talk to you. Appreciate what you do.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
My guest today, Chris Crawford, representing Life Seasons. Of course, you can check out all the products we talked about today at Life Seasons. Get a little bit of jump on the upcoming flu and cold season, and it's already around the corner. I'm already hearing from the teachers in the school that they're already getting people calling in sick and sick already. Let's get on this. Let's work preventively. See all the products from Life Seasons at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Make sure to like them on Facebook and connect to them every single day for their great post. And as well, go to their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Read the industry articles that do rotate frequently. And at the same time, print yourself a $5 off coupon to use on your next $50 purchase at the store. Stay Healthy Health Food Store, bringing you the most knowledgeable staff, the best customer service, and great selection, great prices every day, all of it in a full-service environment. And remember, they're your oldest independent health food retailer in Las Vegas in their fourth decade in the Valley. I want to thank you all for taking the time to tune into the Staying Healthy radio show here on NBC Sports 920 The Game. If for some reason you can't tune in live to the show, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded. Their podcast archived, and they're all on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com, where you can go to the page, click on the archive icon, download the show, and get the convenience of listening to the show and podcast when it's convenient for you. Today we're all busy, so having the availability of making it work for our schedule, that's a great thing. So I thank you once again for being here. Thank you to Chris Crawford for being here with Life Seasons and for taking the time to do something and hopefully enlightening ourselves a little bit more about our health and maybe taking a little bit more responsibility. It's hard. It is difficult to get healthy. There's no such thing as a magic wand, and you don't get to just do all the terrible things and then just continue with your success of getting healthy, because you got to do some work on your own. The supplements are tools. They'll get you there. But we have to eat a little bit better, rest a little bit more, drink a little bit more water, have a better positive attitude, choose that way of stepping away from the negativity, because it's really important, because it will wear you down and it will eat you up from the inside. So have a great day. Check out all the products from Life Seasons at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Have a great healthy day, everyone. God bless.
Thank you for tuning into the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health, the best guests in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, stay healthy, and be healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the shows are available at my website, drjeffreyburke.com. Click on the archive icon for on-demand podcast downloads. I look forward to talking with all of you again soon.